Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Seeds. John 12:24. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Good morning, children. Let's take a journey to discover the wonderful, special world of seeds. Do you like sunflower seeds, peas, or corn? All of these are food. God gave us seeds so food can grow, but many of the seeds themselves are food. Animals besides people eat seeds for food. Squirrels love acorns, a seed for oak trees. Birds and people love sunflower seeds, beautiful flowers that have yellow petals and brown centers. Called sunflowers, provide seeds for many animals. The coconut is the largest seed, and the orchid is the smallest seed. There are 250,000 kinds of plants, and seeds are the way they begin. There are many different types of seeds. Some are feathery and blow easily in the wind. They land on good soil for it to plant, and they can grow. Dandelions have these kinds of seeds. Some seeds are sticky and stick to fur, clothes, and feathers. This way, their plants are types like bedstraw, sticky weed, and sticky seeds will spread that way. Other seeds eaten, such as berries, are then expelled by the animal and can grow there. Seeds can fall from the parent plant and grow by its parent. Trees like oak from acorns, pine from pine trees, or buckeyes from buckeye trees grow this way. Seeds are a beautiful creation of God. On day 3 of Genesis 1:11, God said to let the earth, the land, produce seed-bearing plants. Seeds were a part of His plan. Seeds are the beginning of life. Thank you, Jesus, for your seeds that bring life. May our seeds fall on good soil for your glory. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.